coming up on 810. And we have joining us on the line Kyle McKenzie from the Labette County Fair. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Yeah, good morning. Going well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Always great to chat here as we get closer to fair time here. I know Labette County Fair, definitely one of the longer county fairs in our area. So for folks who may not be aware of, you know, kind of what's going on here with fair activities, can you kind of give us a rundown of where we are in the fair schedule?
Yeah, you bet. We're going to get things kicked off actually starting Saturday with the 4-H and FFA events. We've got the horse show, halter and performance events starting at 8 o'clock Saturday morning. We're going to have all of the animals showing up to the fairgrounds Sunday evening. And then we get started with kind of the market shows with the swine show Monday night. We've got poultry, meat, goats, and sheep on Tuesday, rabbit show, bucket calf, and beef Wednesday. Move into the dairy shows Thursday, and then Thursday evening is actually the horse show timed events and roping, and kind of culminating the 4-H and FFA portion of the fair. We've got the livestock premium sale Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Well, very good. Yeah, no, that's it. Definitely a made up of a lot of course, different shows there. And like I said, this is one of those ones where I feel like, you know, this is one of the longest county fairs in Southeast Kansas as far as, like, you know, everything's stretched out, which I enjoy that.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome. We've been able to continue kind of the week-long fair for a long time. This year is actually the 115th annual. We've got several night shows going on again. We've kept a pretty steady schedule with those for several years now. Those are actually going to start Tuesday night with the ACRA, IPRA Open Rodeo. That'll run again on Wednesday evening. Like mentioned, Thursday evening will be the 4-H Horse Show timed events. And then Friday we'll go back into the main arena with the bull riding. And then kind of cap off the fair Saturday night with the demo derby.
So if someone is interested in getting into that open rodeo, is it just to show up? Do you need to register anything in advance?
Yeah, there's actually a call-in, and you can find that information on the ACRA rodeo website. So for any of the main events, you need to call in. You can show up day of and enter either the mutton busting that we run right before the rodeo or the youth barrels. You can enter that night.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be great. And then, of course, have once again the Danger Zone bull riding. I know that's always a fan favorite event too.
Yeah, that one's really fun for us. We've partnered with McDonald Rodeo Company and then Tumble Eye Rodeo for several years on that. The cool thing we do there is Tumble Eye actually brings miniature bulls for that. So we've got younger kids riding mixed in with the full-blown professional bull riders that we'll have there for the main show. So pretty cool evening.
Fantastic. And then I know one of the biggest events is going to be that livestock premium sale. That's coming up on Friday, right?
Yep, Friday afternoon, 4 p.m. That's something that we're really proud of in Labette County. We get fantastic support from the local community and businesses there for all of our 4-H and FFA exhibitors. So a chance to reward them for all the hard work that they put in on their projects with that premium money.
That is fantastic. And I know we're looking forward to being out there Friday and kind of giving a rundown of all the events that are going on. And then, of course, that big demo derby on Saturday. I mean, that is always another fantastic event as well.
Yeah, that one's a fun one. We always pack the stands. This year, we've got 143 promotions who are promoting, and then we'll be running the derby that night. It's the same group that does the derby at Coffeyville during the Interstate Fair. We've also, with them coming in, been able to up the payout. So we're up to a $22,000 payout now, which is really one of the largest in the area that you can come to. So we expect a really good car count and should be a great night.
If someone wants to participate in that derby, what's the process of getting on board with that?
Yep. So all the rules are available on 143 Promotions Facebook page. But really, just show up with a car that afternoon and go through inspection, and you're good to go.
Fantastic. And of course, starting out, we talked about, some of those events on the back end of the fair, but I know we've got the horse show and pony pole to kind of start things out here this weekend, right?
Yep. That horse show will be kicking off at 8 o'clock Saturday morning, which is really the first event that we'll have out in the fairgrounds. That usually runs through about noon to get through the Haltern performance classes. And then, like mentioned, on Sunday, we have the pony pole at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
And what if someone hasn't been to that, the pony pole? It's, I feel like that's not quite of a as common event. What does that entail?
Yeah, so that's actually ponies that are pulling a weighted load sled. We do that in our new horse barn, so it's under covered roof in the shade. Pretty laid-back event, but at the same time pretty exciting. If you've never seen it, those ponies can really pull a lot more weight than you'd think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the short legs close to the ground, they can get some leverage there maybe. So,
yeah.
And now, of course, for someone who hasn't been to the fairgrounds in Oswego, can you tell us kind of where things are located?
Yeah, so the fairgrounds is out by the Riverside Park. So when you're heading out of town going east, you'll see the signs along the highway there, and you'll turn north and go 5 or 6 blocks and run right into the fairground and where all of our parking is. You can park there really close to the front gate and the ticket window to get into any of the night shows, and same with any of the livestock barns if you want to come take those in during the day.
And then is there, I thought I saw something about veterans and military getting in free for some of the events.
Yeah, that's a really good deal that we've been able to offer for the past several years. So any veterans or current military personnel can just show that ID at the ticket window and get a free ticket to get into any of the night shows.
Fantastic. Well, it's going to be a great time. The Labette County Fair coming up here starts this Saturday, goes through July 25th in Oswego. Kyle, anything else that you'd like to bring to our attention here as we approach fair time?
We're excited to get it started. Summer always flies by, and we're in fair season now, so just hope to see everybody there.
Fantastic. Well, sir, we really appreciate you taking the time to call in and let us know what's going on at the Labette County Fair, and we look forward to seeing you out there next week.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you again.
All right, thanks so much. That is Kyle McKenzie with the Labette County Fair. And, of course, on the way here in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with Kansas Lieutenant Governor candidate Jeff Klemp. He'll be joining us here on the way on the Mighty 690.